Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how to stay strong during no contact. A lot of people are struggling. I see them all over social media. I'm three months down, no contact. I'm 9 months down, no contact. I'm 4 years, no contact. And they're really, really struggling with the no contact. So I'm going to talk about 3 ways to stay strong and not break that no contact with the narcissist. 3 things that you have to do, okay? The first thing that you have to do in order to stay strong during no contact is to actually write down all the toxic things that that narcissist did to you. You have to sit down and think about the relationship. You have to think about when that narcissist lied to you. You have to think about when that narcissist was cold to you. You have to think about when that narcissist gave you the silent treatment. You have to think about how that narcissist was not there for you when you needed them. You have to think about the loneliness that you had when you were with the narcissist, that when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, it's like being in a relationship with yourself. You feel alone. The narcissist doesn't align with you. They don't come together. They don't support you. The only time they support you is in the very beginning of the relationship. You know, they're very accommodating. They're very loving. They're very affectionate in the beginning. Why? Because that's the time that they want to win you over and earn your trust. So it was never authentic in the beginning. It was just a way to win you over, okay? And I had somebody get on one of the posts and she said, I miss the man that he was, or the man that I fell in love with, okay? And I told her, I said, well, you got to understand something. Everybody is nice in the beginning of the relationship. It's not till later on that you get to know the person. You see the ins and outs of that person. You see them when they're angry, when they're sad, when they're depressed, when they're mad. You know, how a person fights. How a person fights is going to tell you a lot, and it'd be a red flag whether you're dealing with a narcissist, because narcissists, you know, they're not willing to compromise. They're not willing to meet you in the middle. This is why you can't resolve conflict with them, because they'll either stonewall you, walk out in the middle of the conversation. They won't let you finish a sentence. They may run silent on you if you're dealing with a covert narcissist. So you've got to put all of this down in black and white and write it out. You're going to put the cons of being with this person, all the toxic things that they ever did for you. And then you're going to put a column, the pros, okay? And you're going to look at the times that you felt that the narcissist gave you love. And you have to look at the timing of that. See, this is crucial to understand whether you're actually dealing with a toxic person or a narcissistic person. Because in the beginning stages is when the narcissist is the most loving. That's the best that you will see of that narcissist, is in the very beginning. Even when they come back, if they hoover you and you take them back, they'll never be the same as they were in the very beginning, because they got to know you, you got to know them, and it's never the same, you guys, all right? Because they've gotten to know you, and the longer a narcissist gets to know you, the more things they see about you that they don't like, because you're dealing with a very critical, judgmental person that, you know, now all of a sudden, you're like the old shoe. It's like when you go and you buy a brand new pair of shiny, beautiful shoes, right? And you love them for like the first day, the first week, maybe the first time you wear them. And then all of a sudden, the thrill is out of it, okay? Even though they're a beautiful pair of shoes, you've already gotten your thrill from wearing them, and it's not the same, all right? It's kind of like the same with the narcissist, the way they look at you. In the beginning, the narcissist puts you up on a pedestal and idolizes you because they look at you as somebody that's going to make them happy, or you're going to supply some kind of supply that's going to make them happy. But as time goes by, maybe they've gotten the supply already, which could be sex or money. Now, all of a sudden, they're no longer, you know, enamored of you, and you become like second nature, and narcissists get bored, okay? Narcissists get bored with what they're doing and who they're with. So you can never win with a narcissist. But the whole point is on the pro line where you say, oh, you know, we had great sex or this or that. Notice when those times were. Was that when the narcissist wanted something out of you that they were really nice? Was that when you were compromising yourself and kissing up to the narcissist that the narcissist was really nice? In other words, did the narcissist show you love when you weren't kissing up to them or kissing their ass, okay? Did they still show you, you know, that they cared about you or showed you affection during those times? Chances are no, okay? Unless it was the beginning of the relationship. So in order to stay strong during no contact, you've got to analyze the situation. You've got to pick it apart. You have to see it for what it is, so that you can stay strong and realize and not fall back and you know, reminisce about this. Because, you know, if you're ruminating about the narcissist, it's because you're thinking about all the good times that you may have had with them, but you have to look at the timing of that. Exactly what I mean. You have to look at the timing of when they were nice, all right? Like when I look back on relationships that I may have had with a narcissist, they were always wonderful in the beginning. And then, you know, the ugliness came out. They would disappear. They would put me down. They would tell me that I'm the problem and everything like that. And then the only other time they were nice is when they tried to hoover me back in because they saw I was pulling away. Okay? So that tells you something right there that, you know, a narcissist can't stay consistent. And the person that you thought you fell in love with in the beginning, you didn't see the whole person. You only saw the surface, okay? You only saw the tip of the iceberg. You didn't see the internal core character of that person in the beginning. And why is that? Because you didn't give it enough time to get to know that person. And this is the biggest mistake that people make. And this is the biggest reason why people get enmeshed with a narcissist is because they move too quickly. They trust too soon. They believe words of the narcissist. The narcissist comes in, they hit you with that love bombing. Maybe you're going through a vulnerable time in your life. Maybe you're lonely and it just feels good. It feels good to get all that attention. It feels good to think that somebody really cares about you. And maybe you've had some bad luck because you're out there in the dating world and half these people treat you like an option and they're bouncing around. And here comes the narcissist that is being consistent with it, but being consistent only in the beginning, not throughout the relationship. So ask yourself, after the narcissist got you, and maybe you were in a relationship, how did that narcissist treat you? This is what you got to think about. How did they treat you? Did they take you for granted? Did they disappear and ghost on you? Did they talk down to you? And another thing I brought up to that woman when she, you know, another woman had also said to me, you know, I'm having a hard time because I really loved this person. And I said to her, are you sure it was love? Okay. Are you sure it was love? Because love doesn't hurt. Somebody that you love them because they're kind, they're understanding, they have patience, they build you up, they don't tear you down. People that tear you down don't love you. And that's why a lot of people got involved with a narcissist. They think it was love, but it was lust. Okay? You got to know the difference. It was lust. It wasn't love. You have to ask yourself, did this person show me love? Were they willing to sacrifice for me? Okay? And if they weren't, it wasn't love, you guys. All right? Somebody who loves you does not want to see you hurt. And a lot of times narcissists don't care if you're hurting. They don't care if you're crying. A lot of them are downright cruel with it. They actually, you know, get off in seeing you upset, okay? That's not somebody that loves you. You got to get it straight. That is not somebody that loves you. So it could have been a chemistry thing that you had with the narcissist. Maybe you had good sex with them and you're reminiscing about that. Or maybe you're reminiscing about the nice times you had with them. And understand this. Narcissists can be fun. You could have a lot of fun with a narcissist. A lot of times they're exciting, they're fun, but that's not the true character of that person. They're nice, they're exciting when they want something from you or when they just feel like being nice. They're not consistent, rather, and they're not considerate of your feelings. So when a narcissist is nice, it's because they feel like being nice at that time, or they're trying to manipulate you because they're after something out of you, some kind of supply or some kind of attention, or they want to win you over so that you're sweating them, okay? You're like a conquest to the narcissist. So the first step, you guys, in staying no contact with the narcissist is to write it all down on a paper. What all the toxic things that that narcissist did, flip the blame on you, blamed you for everything, maybe gave you backhanded compliments, you know, criticized you in a passive aggressive manner if it's a covert narcissist, you know, put you down and said, oh, I'm just joking. Think about how the narcissist may have triangulated you. Maybe they compared you to their exes. Maybe they said, oh, my ex never did that. Think about how they might have brought other people into things. Think about how when you were with the narcissist, how they were going and they were calling their flying monkeys and talking about you, because a narcissist is always talking about you behind your back. Hate to tell you guys, but you know, they have big mouths and they love to talk behind your back, especially the covert narcissist, and they love to gossip about you. So do you want to go back to somebody that every time you have an argument with them, they're running to somebody and talking about you? No, you don't want to deal with that. And narcissists, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, you're not just in the relationship with them, okay? This is what a lot of people don't realize. You're in a relationship with them and their entourage. That's their flying monkeys, which could be their family and friends who may secretly not like you. So when you get rid of the narcissist and you go no contact, now you don't have to deal with those people. You don't have to worry about impressing them or anything like that, because the narcissist is always running to these people to get their validation. And a lot of times these people are jealous of you or competitive, or they don't like the attention the narcissist is giving you. So who needs that shit, okay? So think about all, I'm just listing different examples of things that narcissists do, and these should be on your list when you say to yourself, should I go back, okay? Look at all of that, because that's exactly what you're going to get back if you break that no contact. If you break that no contact, you know what's going to happen? That narcissist may come back. They may be okay for a little while, but they're going to revert back to their old ways, okay? And I had some woman get on one of the posts and she said, stop giving people false hope that, you know, the narcissist is going to move on to the new supply and, you know, they're not going to be happy. She says, they look very happy to me. So stop giving false hope that it's not going to work out with the new supply, blah, 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 blah. Well, what I have to tell that woman is this, okay? If you really know a narcissist, you know that a narcissist deep down is never happy, never satisfied. So no matter who that narcissist gets involved with, they are not going to be happy. And this is what else I have to tell that woman. How do you know that that narcissist is happy with the new supply? Are you in their home behind those closed doors? No, okay? No. So a narcissist is always going to put on a false facade on social media or on, you know, their Facebook or whatever thing, posting that they're happy, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, all right? And if they're a toxic person, whatever toxicity they gave you, you can trust and believe they're going to do the same thing to the next person. Why is that? because that is their pattern of behavior. It is very hard to break a pattern of behavior for a human being unless you have cognitive therapy, all right? And I've done this in the autism community with my son and everything, trying to break behaviors. And it is something very, very difficult to break somebody's basic pattern of behavior. And if narcissists won't, you know, self-reflect and see that they have a problem and acknowledge that they have a problem, then guess what, gang? They're going to repeat the same thing. Why? Because they don't think they're doing anything wrong. And they're going to do the same thing with the new supply, okay? So that's what I have to say to her, because she's only seeing it from the surface when she sees her new ex-narcissist with somebody and she thinks, well, they're happy. And, you know, I'm giving false hope. I'm not giving false hope. I'm going by a narcissist pattern of behavior, knowing the narcissist internally and how they react to things and how they operate. And they operate the same way they operate with the old supply. They may manipulate a little different here or there, depending on who they're with, but it's the same patterns of behavior. Period, dot, end of story, okay? I've seen narcissists, even in my family, that have gone on to new supply, and they may be happy, they may be married a long time, but guess what? They've got their battles going on there, okay? They've got their battles going on there. So never think just because you see them on social media and they look happy, or they're telling you they're happy, that they're actually happy, all right? That's why you see people that post on social media, you know, a lot of celebrities, oh, they're so happy. Oh, they're, you know, they're in the south of France, this and that. And a week later, you hear they're getting a divorce and you're like, what? They're getting a divorce? That's right. They're getting a divorce because they're not showing you what's going on behind closed doors, that there's problems there. And there will always be problems with a narcissistic partner because they're critical, judgmental, and they don't accept people for who they are. They always want more, okay? Because of that emptiness, that void inside themselves, they're always looking for another partner to fill up that void when the problem is them, but they won't acknowledge that. And now I've gotten way off tangent. So let me get back on track about the three things that you have to do. Write down all the toxic things that that narcissist did to you. Okay, so every time you start to feel weak, you take a look and say, no, not today, Satan. I'm not going back to that. Okay, next thing, okay, that you want to do to stay strong during no contact is to educate inside out on narcissism, okay? Educate yourself as to what gaslighting is, what triangulation is, how a narcissist's mind operates, how a narcissist manipulates. And once you study it, you guys, once you know narcissism inside out, you're going to look back on that relationship and you're going to say, oh my gosh, he was gaslighting me when he said he didn't remember. Oh my gosh, he was gaslighting me when he was calling me crazy and I had his back against the wall, or calling her crazy, whatever, okay? You're going to recognize all the things that that narcissist did to you, and you're going to spot it. You're going to say, these are all narcissistic tendencies. Okay, so you want to know, you want to study narcissism, because the more educated you are, the more powerful you become. Knowledge is power, all right? You always want to study something that you don't understand. And when people sit back and they're sitting there and they can't get over the narcissist, I always tell them, that's because you're not seeing that person for who they are, okay? You need more time. You need more alone time, and be able to self-reflect and really see that person for who they are, okay? That's why you got to put it down on paper, because you'll forget the different things that they did to you, all right? Another thing you have to do, you guys, that in order to stay strong during no contact, is you have to realize that time is important, okay? And the time that you spent with that narcissist, you will never get back in your life, okay? You can get money back, you can get other things back in your life, but you can never get a piece of time of your life back. So Once you recognize that you're dealing with a toxic person, and a toxic person is basically somebody that is difficult, somebody who's, you know, uses confusion to get their way, to manipulate, somebody who won't acknowledge the truth when you're speaking the truth, or won't validate you when you're speaking the truth. That is a toxic person. So if you're dealing with somebody, you can't sit down, resolve conflict, they're always flipping the blame, they don't let you finish a sentence, they talk down to you, you're dealing with a toxic person. You'll know you're dealing with a toxic person because they won't own when you speak the truth, okay? They won't want to hear it because they only want to hear what they want to hear to validate themselves. They don't want to validate you, because if they validate you and say, oh, you're right, you know, then that means that they have to own and acknowledge that they're wrong. And that means facing shame. And that fragile little ego of the narcissist just can't do it. Okay. So the point in all this is you stay strong during no contact, because you don't want to waste another minute, another second, another year of your fucking life on somebody who cannot own the truth, okay? Somebody who cannot own the truth, somebody who cannot resolve conflict, somebody who's difficult, somebody who's not giving you the affection or attention that you deserve. You don't want to waste another minute on these people, okay? And understand that they are not going to change. Narcissists don't change 99.999999%, all right? A true narcissist cannot self-reflect and realize that there's something wrong with them. So they won't change. That's the point, okay? They're not going to change because in their minds, they don't think anything's wrong with them and they're doing okay. If they don't have to change, they're not going to change, okay? So the other thing that I want to bring up about staying strong during no contact, and this is really important, you guys, this is my last point, my last tip. You've got to be okay with being on your own, okay? You've got to make yourself strong. Get into self-care. Nothing makes you stronger than taking care of yourself. Why is that? Because when you take care of yourself, you feel good about yourself. Like, for instance, going to the gym or having some kind of exercise routine, going on walks, going on hikes, meeting a meetup group, okay? Joining a tennis club, joining a co-ed sports team. This keeps you going. This keeps you out of depression. And this keeps you from looking back and breaking no contact and falling back on the narcissist. When you feel good in your life, okay, without the narcissist, you're living your life is full, you will not break that no contact. You will not break that no contact. Why? Because you are not codependent on that narcissist. You see them as toxic. You realize you don't want to waste any more of your life on them. Your ex is your ex for a reason, and you accept it. You accept the narcissist for what they are, but you're done with it. And now you're moving on in your life because you want better in your life. You want to be around people that are going to lift you up and that are in your corner, not people that tear you down because they have an insecurity issue like the narcissist, all right? So you want to do your self-care, take care of yourself, get your hair done, get your nails done, go work out, go get a massage, you know, get together with friends. You want to feel good that you got your life going and you won't break that no contact. See, a lot of people break the no contact because they're lonely and depressed. You got to get rid of that loneliness and depression by replacing it with something else. And what does that mean? That means getting fucking busy, all right? Making calls, reaching out to old friends, trying to make new friends, and just network and meet new people and get things going in your life. And as time goes by, you're going to have more things going on and you're not going to be thinking about the narcissist. And you're going to look back and you're going to say, how did I ever give any time to that? Okay. You became codependent on the narcissist when you're sitting there, you know, crying over the narcissist and you're going no contact because you don't have anything else going on. You got to get something else going on that you're happy with. You got to find your happiness, whatever it is. You got to find your happiness and be okay with being alone, okay? And other people will come into your life in time. And other relationships will come into your life in time. The more you get busy, the more you get involved with other people, the more you socialize, things will get going, you guys, all right? I'm losing my voice. So the point is, you guys, the ways that you stay strong during no contact is to study the past relationship and realize, hey, I was in a toxic relationship here. I was lonely. I was depressed. If you even feel that you have to go to therapy, then you were in a toxic relationship, okay? And the other thing that you got to keep in mind is that you've got to educate yourself and see it for what it is. Educate on narcissism, you know, apply it to your past relationship so that you could really dissect it and say, oh, that was narcissistic. Look what they did to me here. Look how they triangulated. Look, you know, look how they invalidated me. Look how they dismissed me. All the things that narcissists do, you've got to apply it after you understand narcissism and say, oh, you know, this is relatable. My ex used to do this, so that you could see the toxicity in it. And why is it important to see how toxic your last relationship was? So that you stay strong and don't break that no contact, okay? So that you break that trauma bond of reminiscing about your ex like they were something great. If they were so fucking great, you would still be with them today. Period, dot, end of story. If they were so fucking great, they would have made an effort to try to work it out with you and compromise themselves. But they're not great, and you got to see them for what they are, okay? Remember, narcissists are only nice when they want something out of you or when they feel like it at the time, okay? So, you guys, I hope that helps you. I have preached to the choir this morning, and if it does, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and don't forget, you guys, subscribe to my YouTube at the Game Exposed podcast on YouTube, where I have over 4,000 videos going into everything about covert narcissists, malignant narcissists, triangulation, you know, reverse discard, all of this. I have so much information on there. So go, you know, subscribe to my YouTube at the Game Exposed podcast on YouTube. And don't forget, share the podcast, subscribe, and have a great day, you guys. And stay strong. Forget the narcissist, all right? That was just a part of the journey that you went through. Now you're on to bigger and better things. Look forward. Don't look back, okay? I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that the Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123, and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.